Hilary, another debate has taken place today regarding the in-out referendum. Just first of all, how important are these discussions?
Absolutely vital, and I want to begin by thanking, indeed congratulating, Leeds City College for organising today's debate. This church was full of young people who are going to be affected more than anybody else by this decision. Some had already made up their minds, others were undecided. We heard lots of arguments. It's essential that everybody votes. I was really pleased that there was an electoral registration desk outside because, you know, our democracy is precious. People fought for the right to vote. It's a chance to decide the future direction of our country. I hope everyone is. Make sure they register, get out there, vote in the referendum on the 23rd of June. And I hope that people are going to vote to remain because I believe passionately that Britain benefits from being part of the European Union because of jobs, investment, growth, security, workers' rights. It gives us influence and a voice in the world, and it helps the next generation. My main message today to the young people who are here is you're going to live in a world where you're going to see a lot of change. How are we going to manage that change? By cooperating with our neighbours.
When people talk about politics and the youth, some say that it doesn't really mix, but today prove that there is certainly a demand for it.
I've never believed this argument. Oh, that the younger generation aren't interested in the state of the world. Rubbish. They're just as interested in the state of the world as I was when I was young. People may express it in a different way. Our politics is slightly different, the growth of other parties. But when people say, what's politics got to do with me? It's about the world in which we live and the choices that we make. Are we going to put more money into the NHS or not? Are we going to have a minimum wage and a living wage or not? Are we going to work with our European neighbours to try and solve the crisis in Syria globally? What are we going to do about the flow of refugees? How do we tackle global poverty? On the other side of the planet, how do we deal with climate change, probably the greatest threat to humankind? We're an island nation. We're an island nation. And if sea levels rise, as some scientists predict, if we don't get a handle on climate change, well, think of the impact. Now, it's a reminder of our interdependence as human beings. More than any other time in human history, we are in this together, and that's why we have to cooperate with our neighbours, and our cooperation in Europe is a really important part of the way in which we try and express our views and have influence in the world and deal with the practical problems that we're trying to face to leave something better for those who'll come after us.
When looking for the main benefits for Yorkshire, what would you say they are?
Well, we export a lot of our goods here made in Yorkshire to the European Union. We're part of the largest single market made up of 28 countries in the world. No tariffs, no restrictions. If you want to register a trademark now, in the old days you'd have had to fill in 28 separate forms to register it in the European Union. Now you fill in one form. That's what a single market is about. We can sell our financial services. Financial services are very important to the economy of Leeds across the country. Just over a million people work in business and financial services. And that's why retaining access to the single market is so important. And the Leave campaign is saying, well, we're not worried about the single market, we'll just have a free trade area. But that doesn't do for business and financial services, or we'll have a deal like Canada. It's taken Canada 7 years to negotiate the deal. Are we going to leave and then wait 7 years to find out what our trading relationship is going to be with the European Union? Well, I don't think that's going to do us any good. And why are we successful in attracting investment from all over the world to Britain? In part, we've got a lot going for us. Great innovation, talent, skills, our language, our history, our culture, but also because we are part of this large single market. Why would you want to turn your back on it? It makes no sense whatsoever.
Now, when looking at the in-out vote, Philip Davis has called it the most important vote anyone's going to make in their lifetime. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would, because there's a lot at stake here. Sustaining the peace that we've enjoyed in Europe. You think back over European history, 100, 200, 300 years. What's the story of Europe? Regular conflicts, generations killed. I lost an uncle in the Second World War, a great uncle in the First World War. Lots of people in Leeds will have lost relatives in that conflict. And the peace that we've enjoyed for 70 years in Europe is in part because the original founding nations came together and said, if we bring the economies together, it's going to make it harder for countries to fight. Trade together, less risk of conflict. It's worked. It's worked. This generation are not facing the prospect of being constricted to fight another war in Europe, as happened in the First and the Second World Wars. Now, is that not something precious? It's very, very precious. We can't take it for granted. I think we should honour the vision and the sacrifice of those who came before us and say, yeah, we're going to stick with this. For all of, you know, the irritations and the difficulties, and when people say, oh, there are limits on the suction power of vacuum cleaners, well, actually, what's the reason for that? To reduce energy usage to help us tackle climate change so parts of the world don't flood. Well, it seems to me that's a very small price to pay. And if you compare that against peace, prosperity and progress, well, there's no contest. And I always say, if the whole of the world could work together, cooperate together, trade together in the way in which the European Union has done these past few decades, we'd have more peace, more prosperity and more progress in the world. And that's what I'm interested in.
And obviously, while I'm talking to you, I've got to talk about how Labour have done in the local elections. How would you review it?
Well, I think it's been a mixed day. I think that's what Jeremy said. Obviously, disappointed about the results in Scotland. We're going to retain our government in Wales there. Here in Leeds, we've won all of our seats. People were predicting we'd lose control potentially in places like Harlow and Southampton and Nuneaton and Norwich. And we've retained control in all of those places. And I hope that a little later on this evening, we're going to see in the single biggest election of all, the biggest personal mandate of any politician in the country, I hope we're going to see Sadiq Khan elected as the new Labour mayor of London. But we've got a long way to go.